Stop your tape.
Section 4. In this section, you will hear an introductory lecture to a course on Southeast Asia. First, read the summary of the lecture made by a student and look at questions 30 through 40. As you listen, complete the summary, using no more than 3 words for each answer. The first one has been done for you as an example.
My name is Paul Stange. I'm the coordinator of this course. It's called Southeast Asian Tradition. I'm also the author of the study guide and course reader. And you should have those in front of you. As well as these, you'll need 2 textbooks for the course. There's the one by Osborne, and there's another by Leggy. I'll talk a bit more about the reading materials in a moment. Now, if you haven't got these materials, you can buy the textbooks at the university bookshop. And you can collect the study guide and the course reader from me on your way out of the lecture. The purpose of this lecture is simply orientation. What I'm going to do is introduce myself, talk you through the course, and give you some additional advice, apart from what's contained in the study guide, on dealing with the various assignments for the course. First of all, the materials. You will find the 2 textbooks very clear, and they give a good basic coverage of the history of the region. Most of the readings in the reader are fairly easygoing. But I have to warn you that 2 of them are quite difficult. These are the readings by Smail and Bender. And of these 2, the one by Bender is perhaps the more challenging. But don't let that put you off. Because understanding these 2 readings is important to help you develop a clearer understanding of the cultures. In other words, they'll help you to acquire greater sensitivity to the differences between the various cultures in the region. Now the course itself. The course has multiple aims. It's primarily a history course. But it's not only a history course. It is, in most respects, a cultural history course focusing on Southeast Asia. Nevertheless, the course is, as you'll see from the materials, an introduction to the Southeast Asian Studies components of the Asian Studies program. In looking at the cultural history of Southeast Asia, there are 2 major influences to be considered: the Chinese and the Indian. It is important not to forget the extensive influence that these 2 countries have had in the region. China has been trading throughout the region since at least the 6th century. So many of its cultural and social traditions have influenced the countries in the area. And religious practices from India have helped form today's culture. So we'll be looking for the links and the connections between traditional patterns and today's developments in the region. I think you can now begin to see how these past influences might form a background for the present-day practices. And in the same way, this course will form a basis or background for second and third year courses, with their focus on the modern period, and in particular, the economic and political situation of the region. So that's the outline of the course. I'd like to go now to have a look at what you have to do. Your assignments and so on.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Stop your tape.
You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.